guess I'm kind of sad is the thing, and I just don't know who to talk to about it.
Hey, Pig, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, Bumps, what's going on?
You just sound really, really sad, and I... Why? What's going on, man?
Well, you know, it's Valentine's Day, and I just don't understand it, and I ain't got no Valentine.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm the only pig in the house, yeah. And so it's just always kind of a weird day for me, you know?
Well, it's,
right?
Yeah, I that makes sense. But here's the thing, Pig, is Valentine's Day is cool and everything, because it's a day where you can, like, show your love for other people and get little cards and get little candies and gifts.
I love the candy.
I know you do.
It's good.
I do, too.
Yeah.
But the thing is...
Is you're going to say that I don't get nothing.
No, wait, what? No, I wasn't going to say that.
Is nobody loves me?
Pig.
Is that what you was going to say?
Hey!
Papa?
No! Man, stop it. So, no. This is the thing. It doesn't... Valentine's Day is rough because it's like one day and everybody focuses on it and you're like, oh, I like this person on this day, but you like every, I like you every day.
Wow.
You're my Valentine every single day.
Did you say Valentine by Valentine? Because I'm pretty sure it's Valentine.
Nope.
Right?
No.
Nope. T-I-M-E?
It's not. And I was actually, I was weird because I was trying to say something nice to you and you're derailing it with this, but Valentine... I guess it makes sense because it's like time for Valentine's.
Time, yeah.
It's Valentine's is what it is.
Yeah. I think we're on the same page here.
No.
It's Valentine's.
No,
with an
I said
M,
with
so.
An N, not an M, an N.
Okay.
Yeah, an N.
I don't.
It's,
can we just.
Okay, listen.
Go ahead.
So here's the thing. Valentine's Day, according to my research, it was also called St. Valentine's Day. And it was based on, or the Feast of St. Valentine. So it's been around for many, many, many years. And I guess there was a dude named Valentine, and he got named after him. I don't, it's one of those holidays. This isn't one of the ones, though, where they like Christmas, which is based on a solstice, or Easter, which is based on a solstice. This is, and a solstice is like some moon and sun stuff up there. This is St. Valentine, dude. But it's basically it's a day that's been built around just expressing your love for someone.
Even me.
Your friendship, your love, your gratitude,
uh-huh.
Your all these things. So you can say Happy Valentine's Day, right?
Okay. So who do I say it to? Because I don't understand who I'm supposed to say it to.
Well,
is it gonna be awkward or weird?
No.
Or something? Are people gonna make fun of me?
No, Pig. People, I think people appreciate when you say it to them. I think it's kind of like a nice thing. You can just be like, "Hey, Happy Valentine's Day." I think you can just kind of wander around. Today's one of those days where you can just be like, "Hey, you, happy Valentine's Day." And then here's the fear, though, because once you've opened that door to conversation, you don't know what's gonna come through that door. So you could be like, "Hey, Happy Valentine's Day," and they could be like, "Is it? Is it really?" And then you're like, "Oh no! Now I'm in this conversation." Oh, but you know what? That's fine. Let them get it off their chest. Don't let it stick to you. But you know, just Happy Valentine's Day, and then you move on.
You
happy
run.
Valentine's Day. Is it?
He's
See you
do.
Later. That's what you do. You,
yeah, okay.
You run away from
okay.
the situation, which is a completely legitimate thing to do sometimes.
So wait, the other day when you came into Rome and I was kind of quiet and you was like, "Sup, Pig?" And I said, "Well," and then you turned and skidoot.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to, did you do that to me?
Yeah.
You didn't want to hear my props?
Yes, I was going to say I was getting a phone call, but I was not getting a phone call. Yes, I'm sorry. That's what I did to you and I apologize. So, anyway, back to who's going to be your Valentine. Pig, I can be your Valentine. I would love to be your Valentine.
Well,
would you like to be my Valentine?
Is that socially acceptable? Is this a norm? Is this okay for a pig and a gentleman such as you to be Valentines? Can we do that?
Absolutely. Of course we can. I mean, that's the thing with Valentine's Day. Popcorn the dog, she's my Valentine. My sweet, sweet kids, they're my Valentines. All of my bumper podcasteers, you don't know it, but you're my Valentines. Because it's just it's anybody's.
Oh.
Everybody's my Valentine. Anybody and everybody. We're all Valentines around
so,
here.
So it sounds like this is not a very exclusive club. Like it's just, it's any. Hey, Look at that that leaf on that tree. That's my Valentine's. Oh, look at that ball by the curb. That's my Valentine's. Oh, what's this? Cheese doodle?
No.
I guess you're my Valentine's now,
so,
huh?
No, that's not fair, because those are all inanimate objects.
A leaf is clearly animate, sir. It's on a tree, which is a living being, and I believe
all
that
right.
You are incorrect.
Fine, you're starting to sound a lot like Rufus T. Rufus. I think you're hanging out with a lawyer too much there, pig.
Actually, I've been doing a lot of research on pig law because I think that there's a niche in the market that a lot of pigs are unrepresented, and so just branching out as I do.
As you do. Well, so, okay, fine. So, no, a ball or a cheese doodle. I guess they could be your Valentine if you want. I'm not going to stop you, clearly. The leaf. I mean, a tree would be a great Valentine. It's there. You can come and visit it. You can give it a hug. You can tell it nice things. You can tell it secrets. And a tree is going to hold on to all that. I would love to have a tree as a Valentine. But I think most importantly, so...
What?
Do you want to be my Valentine?
Oh, after you kind of said, like, everything in the whole planet is your Valentine, it soured it a little bit for me, but I guess sure, I don't want to, like, let you down because I don't want to make you sad or nothing, but I got to ask, is it like, contractually binding? Like, if I'm your Valentine,
yeah.
Can I then be somebody else's Valentine or whatever?
Oh, yeah, of course. You can have many Valentines. That's the cool thing because you're just... spreading the love out. You're just sending it out into the world. It's kind of like saying have a great day. You're like, happy Valentine. But in that second,
that's how it works.
It's a quick transference project. It's happy Valentine. Boom, you're my Valentine. And then if you turn, happy Valentine. Boom, now you're my Valentine. It's like this, it's moving around, right? But you leave a little bit of residual Valentine with the people. So it's going everywhere. So
yeah, this seems kind of strange.
Really?
Yeah, it does. I don't
really?
Know.
Okay.
Well, it's because it's like, all right, fine, cool. This is very non-committal. Like, I didn't want it to get into, like, being, like, a contract. Like, you're my one and only Valentine for the rest of ever. But it also, this now feels it completely opposite. Like, we went the other direction where it's just like, for this half a second, sure, you're my Valentine. Okay, now that dog over there, that's my Valentine. Like, it's like, you know, I need a little bit in the middle. Kind of in the middle there. If we could figure out a way to, take your extreme, take that extreme, put them in the middle, and then I think we'll be set. Is
fine.
That makes sense?
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. But I yes, fine. That makes sense. So, I don't know how we want to do that. Are there going to be rules? Like, will we have to, like, limit how many people we Valentine? Or is there, like, a time limit where it's just, like, you can't happy Valentine people... you have to wait, like, 30 seconds or something like that, or a minute, or... I don't know, like,
well,
what kind of structure we're going to do to meet the middle, as you were saying.
Yeah, I think that's going to be tough. Maybe we're not going to get it done this year. It seems like kind of a big project, but I feel, you know, I just think, like, we can work on it. We can work on figuring on some rules out. Let's just hammer some rules out, and then we memorialize them. We put them in a document, and then we have meetings, probably some meetings, and maybe rent a room to have a meeting in.
There's a lot of meetings happening right now, right?
Yeah. Well, I do. I love having meetings because usually there's Danish at meetings, and you know how I love a Danish.
You do love a Danish. All right, but for now, fine. We'll figure out some sort of structure, some sort of rules for Valentine's Day, and we can figure out if we have anything in the budget for meetings and Danish. But I think for now, for today, I want everybody listening and everybody not listening, have a happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you did the wide net there thing again. And you just did everybody listening, everybody not listening. Hey, ooh, hi, everybody in the whole wide world. Like, this is, let's target focus a little bit.
Fine, so to everyone listening, I hope you have the most wonderful Valentine's Day ever, and I hope you feel loved, and I hope you feel appreciated, and I hope you feel awesome, because listen, every morning when you wake up, if you look around and if you feel sad and you're like, oh, Valentine's Day, this is a rough day, I don't have anybody that loves me, look in the mirror, man, because the main person who's going to be your Valentine needs to be you, all right? Because you wake up and you know who's there? You go to bed, you know who's there? You are. So try to be nice to yourself, especially today. It's great to have Valentine, to walk around and say Happy Valentine's Day to people and to share that love or whatever. But you got to make sure that you give a little bit of that love back. So go to a mirror after you listen to this podcast, if you can find one, and look at it and just say Happy Valentine's Day and give yourself a big smile, because you're the Valentine that's always going to be there for you, that knows you're like the tree. You know all your secrets. You know all your wants, all your desires, all your hopes, all your fears. It's all there. And so you got to take care of yourself, because otherwise, what do you got? What do you got? You're out there.
You got a Danish, maybe?
No, there's no Danish.
Oh, okay. No. I was hoping for a Danish. Well, you got very, I don't know what you just got there, but you got very, very, very real, Bumper Car. We went from kind of a silly thing about a pig and Valentine's to, and I agree with you. People aren't nice enough to themselves. And in this world, you gotta be nice to yourself, because there's a lot of things out there that ain't gonna feel good and that you ain't gonna be nice to you. So on this Valentine's Day, I like what you're doing, Bumps. You took it back to another extreme. Instead of loving everybody, just make sure you love yourself, okay? And then when you do that, then other people are gonna love. It's like a thing. I don't know. I ain't got terms for this. Yeah. I didn't go to no psychology school.
It's tough. Yeah. I was trying to bring it back to the tree, because we were talking about the tree earlier with the leaf and maybe the seed, like the acorns or the seeds or whatever. And I had a hard time with it.
It's like Happy Valentine's. Make like a tree and leaf. That wasn't nice. Hey, what's a tree that has acorns? Hey, Happy Valentine's Day. You're nuts. Like, that's not nice either. No. Happy Valentine's Day. My bark is worse. That's for a dog. This is for a dog. My bark is worse than my bite. No, that don't work neither. Happy Valentine's Day. I can't think of one with oak. Oak, you sure you want to be my Valentine? I don't know. It's very silly. I don't know any other trees, is what I just realized. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm pining for you. Happy Valentine's Day. Magnolia, be my Valentine's? That's not one either. Happy Valentine's Day. Dogwood trees have flowers. No. Happy Valentine's Day. Ash trees.
Yeah.
Have papery bark? No.
I think I'll let you go on with that quite long enough. Happy Valentine's Day. My love is like deep-seated roots for you. That's one. I don't know. Anyway, listen, Bumper Podcast, thank you so much for listening. As always, Happy Valentine's Day. Pig is my current Valentine, but if I see you on the street, I'll certainly say Happy Valentine's Day to you. And have a great day. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Love everyone. Please, we need more of that in the world. Please, please, please. And if you can, try to have some chocolate. Chocolate's good. And if you can't have chocolate, I don't know, draw yourself a nice picture or have a nice water. Have a nice water. Wait. Happy Valentine's Day. Have some water.
That's a terrible slogan.
Yeah, what? That's why I don't do the marketing.
Yeah. Water? I think you were better off with the tree thing.
Yeah.
All right, we better leave, huh?
Okay, we're back to that. All right, Pig, I hope you feel better, and thank you for being my Valentine's. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, man. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.